Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402. If you're calling from out of the area, it's 1-800-521-1989. And you can also go to AM 1670, the former home of KPIC. Hey, joined today, of course, by Frosty. Frosty isn't feeling too good, though.
Mm-mm.
Say hello, Frosty.
Good morning.
All right, just push the buttons and we'll leave you alone. And, of course, my love, Linda Bott.
Good morning.
And you're not feeling too good either.
No, no, I'm great. Are you kidding me?
I am alive
and 100% here.
Hey, you're standing up.
Well, I have a couple things I want to... You know, I always like to start the morning with something that's really positive. And I recently came upon a story about a 93-year-old Florida man. He married his 89-year-old sweetheart after a brief courtship that followed about a 20-year friendship.
Well, it had to be brief because they don't even buy green bananas at that age.
Well, it seems this gentleman, whose previous wife of 58 years, died 4 years ago, and that's when he met his new bride, about 20 years ago, in church. So what I love about it is they were married at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Palm Beach. The bride wearing white gloves, a beaded shawl, and get this, ta-da, a glittering tiara.
Hey.
Some said the ceremony was beautiful. Which brings me to a thank you, a very big thank you to Alice Hlavacek, who sent a really wonderful a salute to the service wife. And a note, she said, Carl, last Friday and this Monday, you talked about the military wife on your radio show. And my husband sent this to me. And when we were separated, I would get it out and read it. He retired after 26 years in
Bravo.
The U.S. Air Force. Thank you, Alice, for listening. And thank you for sending your sentiments and your thoughts.
And we get a chance when we'll read part of that. And it's really quite beautiful. But it is, you know, if it wasn't for the wife and the family support that these warriors get. I should say now spouse and family support because you've got all types of ladies out there and women out there.
That's true. And our special guest today, after the break, we're going to bring back a guy by the name of Mike McFadden who has been one of our warriors serving our country. We have a very interesting story. He's here in Reading and, unfortunately he's going to be heading back, to the Tennessee area, but we met him while we were training, and it's a wonderful story about how he had some hardships and healed his life, and we thought we've got to have him on. So say good morning to our listeners.
Good morning.
And we'll be right back after this break. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and our guest today is Mike McFadden. You know, we talk about, working out at Adams Peak Performance, and we challenge people to come down and run the circuit interval course with us. But, you know, we've met some interesting people down there, and if we had a gentleman named Dez that came on the show that time that had just been injured so severely and been in bed for 3 years, and, you know, he was ready to give up on his life. I mean, literally giving up. And then he had tried everything, and then he started to work out and try to strengthen himself. And just the results of it were so dramatic. You know, he wrote us a letter, and it was so dramatic. I mean, we didn't know him. I'd seen him a couple of times. Well, and since then, you know, we've run into some other people. And one of the people down there, our guest today, Mike McFadden, a combat veteran.
Yes, sir.
He's out of Tennessee. Came out here to work. Not really to work, but to kind of show the new process of working out there with the new type of equipment. But then we started talking to Mike one day, and then his story came out, which is, you know, and the reason we like to do this is that people that are hurting as you get older, you know, it's easier just to step, you know, keep back, maybe take pills, you know, and, you know, doctors will prescribe things that will dull the pain, but really doesn't fix the problem or help alleviate the problem. That's why we like to come in with a couple of different viewpoints of how to look at it. So Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome aboard. Now, let's talk about your service to your country.
Okay.
You were, what, out of Texas?
Out of Texas. Got activated with the Guard, you know, did the active duty time, and then it was with the Guard that I got activated.
And I tell you what, the National Guard, you know, people go to the National Guard. I was there talking to National Guard troops out there in Fallujah. This was their third tour there.
Yeah.
And if anything, I think that's, to me, that's kind of unfair. I mean, and that's just me, because National Guard is, you know, three tours in Iraq, it kind of screws up their job,
yeah.
Their ability to keep a job and run a business there, you know. But that's just a
you mean
aside.
Run a business on the when back in the States?
Yeah, back in the States, they're gone every other month. Okay, so you were over in Iraq, and how tall are you?
Well, I used to be 5'8". Because of my condition, I've shrunk. Uh-huh. I'm 5'7".
Okay. Tell us your story. You used to, you know, you were a power lifter, and you about your. Just tell everybody what happened.
I used to, and I kind of told y'all just recently. Y'all didn't know I used to be a police officer, and when I was a police officer, I got into powerlifting. Basically, I even competed for the police department at the police Olympics and all this other stuff, and so it just kept going. And I was like, oh wow, you know, this is great, powerlifting, trying to lift, you know, as much weight as humanly possible.
And he looks good, by the way.
Yeah, I don't look anything like I used to look. So when I got to Iraq, you know, obviously it's a stressful situation. You're working 14, 15, 16 hours a day.
Now, how much did you weigh then?
By the time I left Iraq, I weighed 250.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that was my stress reliever over there. It's just, you know, as soon as you got off the convoy or off of, you know, route patrols or whatever, just hit the gym, you know, And I must say,
a lot of people do that.
Yeah, you have to.
I mean,
it's about the only thing to do. I mean, you work out,
right.
Play basketball,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Now, I will have to say that, you know, they fed us well over there, I think. You know, I mean, I thought the food was pretty good, so
yeah.
I ate as much of it as I possibly could. So it was work, eat, work out. That was it, you know, and didn't even sleep that much. So sure, I'm just lifting and heavier, and we even had a couple of, like powerlifting competitions over there, you know, and I won, you know, won one of those and stuff like that. So it just kept going. But because of all the, you know, wearing the combat gear and everything else, and I was a gunner, you know, on a gun truck. And so you're just sitting in that strap for hours and
now,
hours
what
a
he's,
day.
What he's talking about is when you're a gunner and you're up on either a truck or a Humvee,
right.
Is for the Army, the Marines did it a little bit differently, but the Army, you'd sit down in the strap,
right.
And you'd move the turret around. He's up on the top turret, so you know if there was things flying through the air, he'd usually be the one to catch them first.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. And you know, so you always like to put your serious people up as gunners. So you're sitting in that. So you're sitting in a sling all day,
yeah.
And getting bounced around.
I mean, you know, because when you drive, you own the road. You're driving over curbs and whatever else. It doesn't really matter. And so all that weight. I stepped on the scale one day with my body weight and all my armor. I weighed over 300 pounds.
Mike's 5'8". He was 5'8" back then. So you're talking over 300 pounds. That's a lot of weight to carry. And you'll see it now. I mean, you'll see girls over there that weigh 120 pounds soaking wet, carrying 45 pounds of gear, 45, 50 pounds of gear on them.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
So all that time, you know, it just, and I started having problems with the back while I was over there, would go in for, you know, the x-ray or whatever. And to be honest with you, a lot of times, especially in the position that we were in, it's like, you know what? You just got to keep the guys out on the field. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, sorry, but that's the nature of the beast. I'm not, you know, don't just take anything there that they treated us bad with bad. No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, you have a mission to do.
You have a mission.
And a lot of it was up to you that if
right.
you could do it, hey, I'm out there.
Exactly.
You know, I may not be feeling great, but I'm out there.
Yes.
I'm not going to leave my partners out there.
Exactly. I mean, you can't do it. So, sure, you know, so you're chewing the ibuprofen and trying to do whatever you can. It's not to say that, you know, some days it was just all I could do to put the gear on and get out there, but you had to do it.
Right.
Plain and simple. You got
right.
a job to do. So it was by the time that I finally got home, we'd been home for a few months, go to the VA, finally get the MRI scheduled. And they basically kind of wrote me off of like, look, you just need to lose some weight, okay? Yeah, you got a couple of herniated discs, but it's not that severe. Lose some weight, get back in shape, your cholesterol's through the roof, and you'll probably be fine.
Okay, so, look, we're gonna take a break right there. We gotta take a break, but when Mike comes back, he's going to tell you what happened after that, and it's pretty extraordinary. It's Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. It's a great story, Mike McFadden. Okay, Mike, you know, herniated disc, lose weight, cholesterol. So how'd you get to where you are?
And that was just it, proper nutrition. You know, I started taking classes, you know, understood what it meant. You know, no diets, no fat pills, no none of this garbage and fads. Just get down to the nuts and bolts. What does it mean to eat right? What does it mean to work out? So I just want to fast forward a couple of years. You know, I lost the weight, got down to where I was, you know, 175, 180 pounds, was actually getting ready to get deployed again. This was about this time last year. Started going through all this training, combatives training, all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden just, I mean, I felt the back and just felt like it exploded. Go in for another MRI. I now have four herniated discs. Two of the two original ones they saw, they're gone. It's like almost bone on bone at this point. And then they discover I have what's called central canal spinal stenosis, so which is why I've shrunk. My spinal column itself has shrunk and deteriorated to the point that it's basically impinging my spinal cord. That's why I get the pain in the legs. I get all this other stuff. And, I mean, the Army doctors, everybody right there on the spot, as soon as they saw the MRI, they just, like, stamped my papers, no longer fit for duty. Just can't do it anymore.
So now you're traveling around the country training.
Yeah.
I mean, in gyms, because you have developed this incredible cross-training system that's that also is with the Tennessee Titans, also use the same kind of training.
Right, right. Well, I got to say, I didn't develop it. I definitely can't take the credit there. I wish I could. But this system, it's called the Art of Strength, and it literally has completely changed my life, as well as the people that we're training this program with. Yet several professional sports teams are using it, the Titans, the Raiders, the Boston Celtics, New England Patriots. And so people need to understand this isn't a system that's good for sports people. It's a system that's perfect for everyone because it's getting back to what fitness was supposed to be about, and that's moving the way that we move in real life. Plain and simple. That's what it's about. Correcting movement patterns. You know, if you have a faulty movement pattern, if you can't do a squat right, if you can't do anything right, why do you want to go in the gym and put hundreds of pounds on top of something that's wrong? You know, go back and learn how to move correctly. That's going to mimic real life. That's what's going to fix you.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Well, you know, what? Again, you know, we don't do infomercials on the show, and that's why we wanted to talk about your story. But the thing is that with all that, you know, with all the pain you had in you, I mean, I've seen you move in the gym, and I also seen you, you know, I know that you still have pain.
Oh, yeah.
What this has done, though, from the way I understand it, has helped alleviate this pain.
It alleviates the pain. And again, because, you know, when we go in the gym, we sit in these machines and everything else, and, you know, and they talk about, oh, this machine's ergonomically. Nah, that's garbage. The truth of it is we move every day in all these different patterns. That's what hurts us. So if we can figure out how to, the way that we were supposed to move correctly, which is moving several different directions all at the same time. So what these movements have done for me is exactly that. It's alleviated the pain because it's corrected the way that I move. It's put my spine back in alignment. Several days when I wake up, I mean, I woke up this morning in sheer pain. But I'm not going to take an Advil. I'm not going to take, you know, a Motrin or whatever. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do some of my kettlebell swings so that it puts me back in alignment. It opens me up, and I can start walking again. That's basically where I'm at.
So, you know, and that is when you see people like Mike, but also like Dez and a couple others that you see it working on people. And that's, again, we go back into the fact that, you know, our healthcare system is going to be under, I don't know if the right word's attack, probably not attack, but it's going to be under a lot of tweaking because the healthcare system in our country does need, something has to be done to it. But, you know, your primary physician or primary healthcare expert for you should be yourself. And the more you can find out about yourself and how to take care of yourself, how to strengthen your body and to eat healthy and all these things is the better. That's why, you know, when you have Mike on. So this is a series of exercises using just not using a, you know, barbells or anything.
No. Well, we're using kettlebells. We're using ropes. We're using climbing ropes. We're using suspension devices called bandit loops and TRX suspension trainers. And it's all, like I say, getting back to the way that we were designed to move. If you think about 100 years ago, you know, you show me someone right now that's 80 or 90 years old and show me an obese 80 or 90-year-old. It doesn't happen. Why? Because they knew how to work. And did they have these big fancy gyms 80 or 90 years ago? No. So we're going to get back to using the equipment that we had a long time ago. That's what it's about, getting back and getting active the way that we're supposed to be.
That's great. Hey, look, we have to take our hard break here.
And thanks for being our guest today, Mike McFadden. And best journey to you and your next place that you go to and teach this phenomenal phenomenal exercises.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Well, good morning. Welcome back. It's Carla Lindebaugh here, Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. Well, I just got to tell you, I don't know if it's reached the website or not, but freefireradio.com. Keep checking it out, if you will, because we have taken some adorable pet photos with our little dog, Snooki.
Elk Killer,
that's right. And we want to encourage you on the 27th from 9 till 4, New Image Studio is going to be taking pet photos at their Park Marina Drive location. For $19 and a medium-sized can of dog food and cat or cat food, you can get a session with an 8x10 portrait of you and your favorite fur ball buddy. Okay, and all the donations are going to go to Another Chance Animal Welfare Shelter. So stop by with your little great little creatures on June 27th from 9 to 4. Or you can call them 243-4301, but that's a fabulous We've been going to the dog park, and when we go to the dog park, which where we take our dog, we talk to them about, oh my gosh, here's how you can get a portrait. Anyway, there you go.
Okay, things that are going on in Reading.
Oh.
Okay, it looks like, you know, we've talked about
headlines.
People have said to us, how do you save money? And we've talked about privatization. Well, it looks like it's hit the city council, and they're going to be talking about the Civic Center. How do we privatize that? Do we sell it? Do we lease it out? You know, it's $1 million a year we can save right there. And the big thing is today is they've discussed budget, but they're going to have the vote on the budget tonight at the city council chamber. So it's still open to everybody. Come in there and make your comments, you know, on the cuts or the savings and, you know, a chance to complain or a chance to applaud, you know, what's going on. But there's, as we know, it's not going to get any better. And in fact, it'll probably get worse. Russell, good morning. Russell?
Oh, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
We're fine. What's up?
Well, I'm wanting to get the word out to the North State. This evening in the city of Anderson, there is a meeting of the Anderson Fire Board in regards to deciding whether to keep our fire chief in Anderson, Chief Pacinini.
Yeah, I've seen that. It seems like there's give us a little background on that, can you, Russell?
I'll try to keep this really brief, Carl, but basically, in essence, what happened just several months ago, Anderson procured a new fire truck, and a couple of firefighters were supposed to go pick it up, and it was out of state. And out of the blue, without any approval from the city of from the Anderson City Council or anything, Councilwoman Norma Comnick decided that she was going to go with them to pick up the fire engine. And in the process of that, she detoured them quite a ways out of their way to Wyoming at the taxpayers' expense so she could have a private meeting with former Anderson Police Chief Purcell. And nobody but Norma Comnick and Chief Purcell were privy to the nature of that conversation. Anyways, after Norma Comnick returned, sometime later, an anonymous complaint about Chief Pacinini came in. And this started a whole chain of events where Norma Comnick and the fire board brought in Purcell to conduct an investigation into Chief Pacinini. And from there, it has been nothing but just a political power play where he has stood up to her several times. in regards to things with the fire department, and she's looking to bring in a yes man that won't stand up to her and do what they want. The Anderson Fire Board is only comprised of three members of the Anderson City Council, and there are people that are calling for an investigation into the Anderson Fire Board in this because Chief Pacinini's name has been dragged through the mud here.
Okay, you know, and I have read about it. I have to admit that I am not an expert on this one, so I cannot give a comment on it. But what you're trying to, but what you want to say is there's a meeting tonight.
There is an open meeting that starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Where people from the city of Anderson are going to get to say some words on Chief's behalf. And then the fire board is going into private chamber to conduct their vote.
Well, this should be interesting. I'm sure that you know. Whatever happens tonight, I'm sure that you'll give us a call tomorrow.
You can count on that, Carl. You know, but one of the things we're trying to get as many people to the meeting tonight as possible. We're as a community, Anderson is working together to try to support Chief because he is a stand-up guy who has been dragged through the mud, and we're not happy with the political games that have been played in Anderson in regards to this.
Okay. Well, hey, Russell, thanks a lot for your phone call, and if you can call us tomorrow with a follow-up on this.
I sure will.
Thanks.
Thank you, Carl.
You
thanks,
bet.
Russell.
Thank you.
All right.
I want to talk about the stun gun incident.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're watching Fox News, and
we watch all news, by the
way,
for everybody.
Absolutely. We really. In fact, you were kind of surprised with CNN and some of their coverage.
CNN's actually kind of like, gosh, it's another side, CNN.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, we like to watch Megan and Bill. We just love them. So we're watching, of course.
Love's a pretty strong word, but.
Well, how about super like? Is that all right with you?
Yeah, she's pregnant now.
Does that.
Okay, well, let's go back to the.
All right,
lady.
So anyway,
okay.
We're watching the big cop and the 72-year-old grandmother in the white truck in Texas. And, you know, of course, they show us where the grandmother, he comes and he says, you know, she's going 60, what is she going, 65 in a 40-mile zone or something. You know, don't quote me on, but it's, you know, she's speeding. So he pulls her over and he says, ma'am, I need to see you. So she starts to mouth off at him. I'm sure you guys have seen this or heard about it. She starts to mouth off at him, tells her to get out of the car. And she like, buddy, you know, come here, like poking her finger like, buddy, you know, or whatever. I don't know exactly what her words were.
I thought she looked pretty aggressive for a 5-foot, 72-year-old grandmother.
Yeah, she was just, you know what I'm thinking?
She was giving him a bad time.
I'm thinking that she was like, don't speak to me like that, Sonny. She's 72 and from Texas. Don't you dare speak to me like that, Sonny. You know what I mean?
Hey.
So anyway, he proceeds to try to handcuff her. And then she starts to give him a bad time. I'm going to tase you.
I saw two feng shui moves that probably could have killed him if they had landed.
Feng shui?
Okay, something like that.
I think that's a wrong term, but anyway. So the next thing you know, he tased her. He tased her twice.
Got her down. Put your hands behind you. She refused, so he whacked her with the taser.
And she was laying there on the ground on the side of the road wailing. I thought this man, for whatever his reasons, maybe. I would think for the rest of his life will be, that's the guy down the street that tased that 72-year-old woman.
Hey, look,
if you can't do the time,
don't do the crime.
Kids.
He could have turned around. She could have turned around. Oh, she had, you know.
His kids. Yeah, that was my dad.
She looked pretty dangerous to me.
72-year-old woman. The shame.
The shame.
I think there's a shame in this.
Okay. Hey, look.
It's like, how horrible. And then, of course, it's caught on tape. Oh, my God.
He's calling for backup. You know what? Sometimes backup.
He's calling for backup.
You know what? It was either that or the 357, okay?
But you know what's really funny? Our former guest, Mike McFadden, was saying, hey, I was a cop, because we're talking about this at the break. Should we even discuss it today? Because it's everywhere. But Mike McFadden said, I was a cop. He said, and you know what? Sometimes it was the little old, it's the people that you would, the least assuming, that were the ones that when you turned your back gave you a hard time. Yeah. By the way, let us know how you feel about that. 221-1402.
Yeah, we've got to take a break here, and we've got some people calling up about Anderson Fire Chief. And as soon as we get back from this break, we will get to them. This is Carl and Abbott. Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400
Don't
KQMS.
Don't chase me, bro.
Your engine repair at 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, and great people there. Kimmy, hello. And, of course, the walk-in humidor and every kind of tobacco product you can figure out you want in your life. Plenty, Joe and Shelley.
Plenty of parking in the back. Just look for the palm trees.
There you go. Hey, oh, okay, that council meeting on the budget, I said you tonight. It's 9 a.m. today. It's in the Reading City Hall Council Chambers. The agenda includes the possible adoption of the 2009-10 and 2010-11 budget. Trish, thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I don't want to get into the discussion about the fire chief specifically.
Right.
But that whole scenario about going and getting that fire engine.
Right.
That was absolutely a figment of his imagination.
Okay.
That fire engine was obtained years ago while the previous fire chief was in charge, before this current guy was ever even thought of.
Uh-huh.
They went back and got it. Everybody in town knew they were going back to get it. They did that, but that had nothing whatsoever to do with this current situation or this current fire chief.
Okie doke.
Years ago.
Yes, that's why I said, you know, I wasn't familiar with it, so that's why I'm glad somebody called in.
Well, I just want to set the record straight. I'm not, you know, I have no comment one way or the other about the investigation that's going on.
Right.
Except to remind people that when any elected board receives complaints from whatever source that are substantial, they have to be investigated.
Absolutely.
That's what's happening.
It protects both sides.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, that's why we have Article 32 investigations that not only sees if there's something going wrong in a situation, but it also protects anybody involved once it's done.
That's exactly right.
Right. Now, okay, hey, Trish, thanks a lot for calling and setting the record straight.
Good morning,
thanks,
Trish.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. Did you find those jeans in Macy's?
I did. Did you?
It feels like a million years ago, but I'm sure I found something.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Trish.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Kelly, good morning.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to give a follow-up, kind of a funny comment on Linda's comment about the police officer tasing the sweet little old lady.
Okay.
Hey, I've worked as a registered nurse in critical care and emergency room for many, many years, and I've worked with a lot of crazy patients.
Yeah.
The only time I have ever been injured was by about a 4'8", 90-pound, 80-year-old woman who was out of control and clocked me clean in the mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Those little people can get out of control. So in the cop's defense, there's always two sides to the story, so you have to cut them a little break.
Yes.
These people can be out of control.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, well,
keep
see?
That in mind.
Well, that's
underestimate them.
Well, that's
quite strong.
Well, that's exactly why we wanted you to call in, because as we saw it, it just looked like, you know, another incident of a policeman bullying somebody.
No.
And that was my feeling was that he tased her. What if she had a little pacemaker or something? But thank you for your call, because that's interesting to hear that you got clocked by an 80-year-old woman.
Oh, yeah, and it hurt really bad.
Ooh.
Right in the mouth. So, you know, these people are unpredictable, and I think they're underestimated.
Oh, well, thank you.
You guys have a great
all
day.
Right, thanks.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I can tell you about when we had a report that one of the Al-Qaeda operatives over in Al-Anbar province was a midget. And so we sent out a team to run this guy down. We figured, I mean, how many small people are there like that? And they found there was a house full of them, because they all lived together in this one big house. So there went the Marines after the people that were vertically challenged there. And there was Marines carrying them out. They were not happy.
This is a South Park series, right?
No, this is true. they collected a whole bunch of them and put them into a truck.
I cannot.
The Marines were running around trying to catch them. The visual was great. And then as it turns out, that he wasn't in that group, because he had, you know. So they fed them all, made sure everybody was okay, and took them home. So.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we have a rebuttal to Trish from Russell. Russell, good morning.
Good morning again, Carl.
Okay, let's keep it clean now.
Well, I just wanted to call back in and say the fire engine that was purchased by the city of Anderson had nothing to do with the investigation involved into the fire chief here.
I think that's I think that's what Trish said.
Yes. However, that trip for those firemen to go pick that up was used by Norma Connick without any approval from the city council to go with them. She decided on her own accord that she was going to go with them so she could go have that meeting with retired police chief Purcell.
Okay. Well, like okay. I said, this should be a great meeting tonight.
It's probably going to get a little heated, Carl.
You know what? This is, you know, I love this area up here. I mean, because, anyway, anybody who wants to go to the meeting tonight, where is it at?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Anderson Fire Hall.
Anderson Fire Hall starting
at? And Carl, we just encourage people to turn out to stand up for a stand-up guy who has done no wrongdoing.
Right. And what time does that start?
It starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay, thanks, Russell.
All right, thank you, Carl.
You bet. You know, I mean, hey, this is a place for people to voice their opinions and voice their gripes and to right wrongs, and that's what Free Fire Radio is about.
Absolutely. That's why it's called Free Fire Radio.
On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Waking up on the right side. Every night on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Boom, boom, boom on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
I love it.
Portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, you just kind of like the place when you go in there. He's going to give you a great deal on anything that, you know, if you want to sell your gold, you have, you know, jewelry you want to put on consignment, anything like that. He'll redo jewelry. They've got the only watch repair man on premises in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive there from 9:30 to 4 o'clock every day.
40 years. He knows everybody in the wild.
Okay, now, they're letting us out of the studio tomorrow. That's right. We've got a remote. We're going to be at the giant flag on Bocelli Lane, and we're going to be taking donations. Come on by, say hello to us, bring us coffee. We'll take photos. If you just come by and say hello. We love to see our listeners and meet you all. And every time we have, we've really met a lot of nice people. We've made new friends out of this.
Let's not forget the Energy Fair this weekend, too.
Energy Fair. Going this weekend?
Where's that
going
to be? Do you know?
Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
This weekend. It's at the, I think, Sundial Bridge. Yep,
yeah.
Sundial Bridge. And the next Friday, of course, is the Dunk Tank, a week from tomorrow, at the County Fair. And for people that are really into the Reading Electric Utility, Paul Hooser, the director of it, is going to be sitting up there, so you take a few shots at him.
By the way, Paul will be here in the station,
Tuesday.
The studio Tuesday.
We're going to go back, and we've still got a lot of issues with Tank here. You know, there's still some things about this that need to be explained, and there's other things that need to be looked at, alternative methods of handling this. Is this the only way that you can bring in power into this area and down? Well, it's not just us, but it's all the way down to the Bay Area, is to touch 6,000 property owners' lives like this. I think there's better ways of doing this, but we're going to have to take a look at it. Maybe there's not, and maybe somebody's going to have to bite the bullet. But I think that until we exhaust every option, we just don't roll over and accept this. Now, Monday morning at Sacramento is going to be a protest. Gun owners of California are going to be on the steps of the Sacramento Capitol building, and they're going to protest this new ammunition bill that we've been talking about. This one by De Leon, and by the way, De Leon is, if there is somebody that is an anti-gun owner person in the California Congress, it's this man. Almost every bill that strips away our rights to own a weapon and to be able to shoot a weapon originates in this man's office. You know, I was hoping term limits would come to this guy.
So his name is De Leon.
De Leon.
Okay, what is the name of the guy who heads up the NRA?
LaPierre.
It's not funny. There's two French names. De Leon,
or Spanish,
LaPierre.
Or Spanish.
Oh, De Leon, you think is okay?
Could be. Anyway, but
just
what it is it's a protest under this ammo bill. Is what they're doing is if they're going to make it so that if you want to give or sell 50 rounds of ammunition, anything over 51 anything over 50 rounds of ammunition, you have to have a federal firearms license. Not only that, but when you start buying ammo, they want to start taking thumbprints. They want all the ammo to go back behind the counters. They have background checks on everybody, on the employees. And what it means is if I have 60 rounds, if I have two boxes of ammunition and Linda and I go out shooting, I cannot give her the other box. Yeah, that's right. This is this type of bill this is. We talked about it earlier this week. But Monday, there's going to be protest starts at 9. It goes from 9 to noon on the Capitol steps down in Sacramento. A lot of people are going out for that. So any information, you want more information on this, call Jones Fort, and ask for Patrick, because he's taking a contingent down there. I just, you know, with all the things that are going on in California, with everything that's going on in California, with the troubles we're in California, why is this idiot and his fellow idiots down there spending time on a bill that does nothing except infringe on honest people, people who have a law-abiding right, to have a constitutional right to own a weapon? They can't even balance the damn budget. They can't do anything except run us into the ground. And what's he doing? He's spending his time on this damn thing. I mean, give me a break. And speaking of breaks, the show is over. It just pisses me off.
Tell us how you feel. We got to run.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And we know one of the bad guys.